All hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Patch.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
Aye, mates. It's so exciting to have you back on board the seaworthy vessel, the Jolly Roger. If you remember last week, we met Sweet Tea, a little orphan girl who makes the best tea in Texas. We discovered the friendliest town in Texas has an awful dilemma. The town's long-lost owner, a Mr. Thaddeus T. Tumbleweed, is a-putting up the town for sale to the highest bidder at the auction. There's been some conniving cowpokes who are making plans to buy the town and use it for the pleasures of this world and ill-gotten gain. The Lone Stranger sent Pronto to round up Captain Patch for a Tumbleweed Opera presentation fundraiser to help the town folks save their town. So today, it's time to take a load off your feet and tune your eardrums to a musical tribute to Tumbleweed as the Lone Stranger leads us in part two of the Tumbleweed Opera.
You mean I don't really own anything? My ranch? My cafe?
Oh, my dear. Oh, my dear.
Don't worry, Ma. We'll work this out.
Now, ma'am, it ain't as bad as it sounds. I don't want to keep this here town. I want to sell it to the highest bidder 1 week from tonight. You just get the good people of Tumbleweed together and buy your town back. I'm sure nobody'd want to buy it more than you folks.
Mr. Tumbleweed, the people here are hard-working folk, but most of them ain't got much. Can't you show a little charity or at least give us a little more time?
Well, I wish I could, sir. But you see, I'm a businessman. My investments have not done well in recent years, and I need the money to retire. My health is not good.
I know. You could retire right here. We'll take care of you, and then you won't need any money at all.
You already own the Tumbleweed Mansion. We'll take the boards off the windows and clean it up as good as new.
And you can eat your meals at the cafe.
And I'll clean your house for you.
I'm sorry. I wish I could accept your gracious offer, but the West holds bitter memories for me. You see, my son and his wife died out here somewhere, and I just couldn't bear to stay. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to get some rest. Good day.
Well, Wyatt Burp, I reckon we're gonna buy us a town, where my name ain't Wild Bill Hiccup.
We can't stay in Tumbleweed, Wild Bill. We just busted out of jail. If we settle down here, that mangy marshal's gonna find us for sure. Oh, my, excuse me.
So, let him find us.
Are you plumb loco? Oh, there goes.
Wyatt, let's just suppose you and me and some of our outlaw buddies buy this here town. Then, we invite every outlaw in the West to make his home in Tumbleweed.
I see where you're headed now, Wild Bill.
Ain't no marshal alive crazy enough to ride into a town full of outlaws.
I gotta hand it to you, Wild Bill. That brain of yours must be twice the size of mine.
That ain't saying much.
Why ain't you two varmints still in jail?
Well, the warden let us out early for, good behavior.
Besides, ain't no jail tough enough to lock up Wild Bill Hiccup. Oh, wait a minute. I shouldn't have said that.
Why did Mr. Tumbleweed call you the mayor?
Because that's precisely what I'm going to be after I buy this here town.
But you don't have any money. You just got out of jail.
But I got ways of getting money. Right quick.
And we got friends, too. Rich friends.
But why do you want to buy our town?
Honey, everybody needs a home, even outlaws. Come on, Wild Bill. We got places to go and people to see.
I'm a-coming, Wild Bill. I'm a-coming.
So long, compadres. See you at the auction.
And don't forget to bring lots and lots of money. You'll need it. Oh, there it goes.
What are we going to gonna do, Aunt Clementine?
Don't you fret, sweet tea. We'll think of something.
We're gonna need all the help we can get pronto.
You call on me, Lone Stranger?
Oh, guess I did, didn't I? Pronto, I want you to deliver a message to all our friends in the surrounding territory.
What me say?
Say that we're gonna have a special program 1 week from tonight. 7 o'clock sharp at the Tumbleweed Opera House. 1 hour before the auction.
Me like 'em, Pavarotti.
Tell 'em that if they love Tumbleweed and all she stands for, they'd better come a-running and bring their money.
Me tell 'em, Kemoswabi.
What are you planning, Lone Stranger?
We're gonna put on a big-as-you-please musical program and call it the Tumbleweed Opry.
All by ourselves?
Not hardly, son. I'm gonna telegraph Patch the Pirate and his crew to help. This thing is gonna be big. I say it's gonna be as big as Texas.
Me back? Me tell 'em. They come.
Mighty fine, Pronto. Well, cowpokes, we had better start rehearsing. The Tumbleweed Opry is taking place 1 week from tonight.
You really think we can do it?
Don't you remember Noah, Aunt Clementine? He had a big job, too, building that great big ark.
But with the Lord's help, Noah got the job done.
It wasn't the easy way, but it was
the Bible way.
I'm sure glad you and your crew are here, Captain Patch.
I don't know what we'd have done without you. I'm so nervous.
We've practiced all we can, mates, so now it's time to trust the Lord.
Look at the crowd, Princess. There must be 1,000 people here.
Isn't this exciting, Bucky? All these people came to try to save Tumbleweed.
PJ, comb your hair.
Thanks, Princess. I've been working backstage, making sure everything's ready.
You won't believe it. I was just flying around outside, and there's lots more people trying to get in.
Oh, Sissy Seagull, that's wonderful.
The Lord has answered my prayer.
I say it's 7 o'clock sharp. Are we ready, Captain Patch?
Ready, Lone Stranger. I've saved everybody a seat in the first row right beside Mr. Tumbleweed. Now, just step up on the stage when it's your turn and do everything just like we practiced in rehearsal. This is it, mates. Let's get started.
Only have 1 hour to auction.
Ladies and gentlemen, could I have your attention, please? I'd like to welcome you to our special program, The Tumbleweed Opera. My name is Patch the Pirate, and as you know, we're here to try to raise enough money to rescue the town of Tumbleweed. Since many of you have found the Lord here at the Tumbleweed Church, I've asked the pastor to begin our program with prayer. Preacher O'Malley?
Oh, Lord God, we thank you for bringing this great host of people here tonight. Help us to contend for the faith and to stand for righteousness. As Abraham of old, may we sacrifice our most precious possessions for you and you alone. O Lord, give us the grace not to choose the easy way, but to choose the Bible way. Amen and amen.
And now we present to you our musical tribute to the town of Tumbleweed, the Tumbleweed Opera.
Though the pathway Jesus walked was not easy, he was faithful to God's plan. Bravely pressing on, though the path was long, Jesus followed God's command.
I'm gonna walk, walk, walk in the Bible way. Talk, talk, talk with my Lord each day. Stand, stand, stand on God's command. I'm gonna walk in the Bible way.
Will you answer Jesus' call to be faithful, to be loyal, brave, and true? Will you walk today in the Bible way and obey in all you do?
I'm gonna walk, walk, walk in the Bible way. Talk, talk, talk with my Lord each day. Stand, stand, stand on God's command. I'm gonna walk in the Bible way.
Experience the life-changing adventures of Patch the Pirate anytime by logging on to www.patchthepirate.org or call 1-800-GO-PATCH and request your free adventure catalog filled with music and hilarious stories your whole family will love. I'm Christy Ann, and our purpose is to produce life-changing musical adventures that will help you grow as a believer. Find out more about Patch the Pirate and his ministry to families by calling 1-800-GO-PATCH.
For a free tract on Patch the Pirate's life story, call 1-800-GO-PATCH.
Oh, the suspense is almost more than I can bear, mates. Sometimes just trying to do right and trusting in the Lord seems a difficult test for our faith. We realize that trusting in the Lord for all our needs is the only life that makes sense. Stay tuned next week on this wonderful station for part 3 of the Tumbleweed Opera with some awesome new songs that help you build godly character each and every day. So long, mateys! Ha 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 ha!